Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast. I'm Donald Curry, a registered psychotherapist and hypnotherapist. I have over 18 years of experience in the field of the mind-body connection. Working on yourself can be one of the most rewarding experiences of your life. I developed this podcast to share information, tools, and techniques to assist you in making changes, feeling better, moving forwards, getting motivated, and to thrive. Maybe you're here because you'd like to learn more about hypnosis, or perhaps you're navigating the process of personal development and change and would like to learn how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. Either way, this podcast is for you. Strengths are your unique gifts that can assist you in achieving your goals and have healthy levels of self-esteem. Research has shown that individuals who are aware of their strengths live happier lives and are far more likely to successfully reach the goals that they set for themselves. In this episode, we'll be discussing a process that can assist you in becoming aware of your strengths and how to cultivate them. You will also have the opportunity to experience a hypnosis session focused on strength development. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this session inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Visit the home of the Hypnosis and NLP podcast at www.hypnosis.media. On the site, you'll find all previous episodes of the podcast, blog posts, and the web store, which contains premium hypnosis programs that can assist with a wide variety of problems, issues, and concerns, such as healing the inner child, attracting abundance, forgiveness, and much more. Enter the code HYPNOSIS at checkout for a 15% discount off your entire order. In certain cultures, it is commonplace for the community as a whole to focus on cultivating each individual's strengths. It is deeply understood that it is rare for everyone to be good at everything. And by focusing on and cultivating the strengths of an individual, it can serve the community as a whole. This makes the entire community stronger, and it helps it to thrive. We all have strengths and weaknesses. And by focusing on and cultivating strengths, there are many benefits that can be derived. These include successful accomplishment of goals, a feeling of achievement, higher levels of energy, and an all-around happier life. In order to be able to use your strengths effectively, it is imperative to clearly define what your strengths are. Strengths are simply the natural capacities, capabilities, skills, and attributes that an individual possesses. When an individual uses these natural capacities and skills, they feel an increase in self-esteem, usually higher levels of energy and more focus. Research has shown that therapy that focuses on strength development may actually reduce depression, improve self-image, reduce procrastination, and lead to the successful completion of goals and tasks. Strengths may include wisdom, bravery, patience, logic, assertiveness, independence, athleticism, trustworthiness, determination, dedication, honesty, versatility, creativity, communication and interpersonal skills, leadership, responsibility, empathy, focus, optimism, and passion, to name a few. Everyone has strengths, even though they may be difficult to identify. Marcus Buckingham, author of Go Put Your Strengths to Work, has identified four signs of a strength. The first is success, that you've succeeded in activities when you're using a specific strength. The next is instinct. You instinctively know how to accomplish a task or to do something. The third is growth, that you grow every time you perform the strength. And the fourth is need. You feel a need to be involved in a specific activity because you have a strength that is present. These processing questions will assist you in becoming aware of your strengths. You may want to get out a blank piece of paper or a journal and a pen and write out the answers to these questions. What are you good at? Quite naturally, people are often drawn to activities that allow them to tap into their strengths. What activities do you engage in that cause you to feel capable and confident? Where in your life have you experienced success? How did you achieve this success? When you are feeling and doing your best, what do you experience internally? What do you feel? And what are you thinking? What strengths do you perceive are present that have allowed you to achieve this success in these activities? This is the first step in cultivating your strengths. By becoming aware of your strengths, it allows you to focus on reinforcing and strengthening them. Another way of increasing your own strengths is to begin looking for strengths in other people. By noticing strengths in others, you become better able to start noticing them in yourself. Research has indicated that seeing strengths in others increases well-being, cultivates more positive relationships, and assists in recognizing one's own strengths. So on your piece of paper, think of someone that you know and write their name. Under their name, list as many of their strengths as you can. Neuroscience has shown that we have the capacity for great empathy. Mere neurons in the brain enable us to relate to others' feelings, actions, and abilities. Mere neurons fire when we think of the experience of another. And this can help you to increase the awareness of your own strengths. So as you see this individual, and you see the list of their strengths, is there any strengths that you share? As you do this, is it possible for you to recognize more strengths within yourself? Once you are aware of your strengths, it can be beneficial to begin thinking about how you can use those strengths for your benefit. How you can specifically tap into your own inner power to achieve your goals. Visualization and hypnosis can be very effective tools to increase and further develop your strengths. Today's hypnosis session focuses on increasing your inner strengths to tap into the power of your own subconscious mind to cultivate your capacities, abilities, skills, and attributes. You will have the opportunity to tap into your own subconscious mind to make change at the deepest level. Before we begin, can you imagine what it would be like to use your strengths in future times and places? Can you imagine what your strengths will allow you to achieve? Can you imagine yourself overcoming obstacles and challenges by tapping into your inner strengths? Is it possible for you to imagine entirely new areas that you can put your strengths to work for you? Great. Then let's begin. If you so choose to participate in this hypnosis program, find a place where you can relax and let go for this next little while. Get your body into the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes. just begin to focus on your breathing. Feeling the coolness as you breathe in. Feeling the warmth as you breathe out. Just notice any areas of tension in your body, any places where you're holding on. And just set the intention to release that tension. Just letting go. And if you so choose, you can let go of any thoughts, images, perceptions, any unhelpful sights, sounds, or thoughts. That's right. Just choosing to let go in this moment and giving yourself permission to experience true comfort. Imagine a warm blanket starting at your toes, gently moving up your body, and the blanket relaxes your toes as it moves up your calves, relaxing your calves. The blanket moves up over your upper legs, and your upper legs relax. And this warm, comfortable blanket moves up over your torso and chest, relaxing the torso and the chest, all of the strands of tension that your body is carrying just dissipate. The blanket stops at your neck, but the relaxation continues down your arms, into your hands and fingertips. And you feel your arms relaxing and letting go. Your whole body becoming so comfortably relaxed, so at ease. And the relaxation continues up your neck and into your head. Even the muscles of your face relax. Every tiny muscle group relaxes. The jaw relaxes, and all of those little muscles in and around your eyelids just let go. It's okay to let go in this moment. It's okay to allow yourself true comfort. To take this break from your day, all of your tasks and activities, to simply relax and let go, and be present. Just continue to enjoy the feelings of relaxation as they continue to build and become stronger. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. With every descending number, allow yourself to move further and deeper into relaxation. By the time that I reach the count of 1, you will be at your natural level of relaxation. 10. Nine. Eight. Relaxing more and more. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three. Two. And one. Feeling very relaxed. And feeling very, very good now. In this relaxed, focused state of awareness that you're in now, your subconscious mind is more open to receiving positive suggestion and instruction. The work that is done within this state can influence your subconscious mind in positive ways. Allow yourself to become aware of those activities that you engage in that make you feel capable, confident, notice those times in your life where you have experienced success, no matter how small. And in your mind, become aware of how you achieved this success. Really reach down deeply and feel it, sense it, see it, experience it. Notice what you experience internally. Notice what you were feeling and thinking. And notice all of the strengths, all of the strengths that you perceive are present that allowed you to achieve success in those activities. Imagine how you look in that moment from the outside. Capable, confident, strong. Really become aware of all of the wonderful capacities that you have when you're in your strengths. And there might be one specific memory or many, but just notice what you notice. Notice what you notice and really savor the experience. Savoring those moments where you're capable and confident. These moments of strength are yours. These qualities, skills, and attributes exist within you always. They are always there within your heart, within your mind, and within your body. Now you're developing more awareness of your strengths. Simply acknowledging the existence of these strengths within you. Now, with this awareness of these strengths, can you imagine using these strengths in future times and places? Imagine being able to cultivate, fine-tune, and refine these strengths. If you so choose, you can imagine all of the things that these strengths could allow you to achieve. It might be possible for you to picture, visualize, and imagine yourself overcoming obstacles, challenges, or adversity simply by aligning with these inner strengths, by tapping into your own inner power. With this awareness, perhaps you can imagine entirely new areas that you can use your strengths in. And imagine a point in the future. Maybe a year from now, or 5 or 10 years from now. A moment in the future where you've put all of your strengths to work for you. And it leads you to a moment in time where you successfully reach the goals that you've set for yourself. Imagine that you could step into that moment, that you could experience through your own eyes what that would be like, that you could feel in your body that feeling of accomplishment, a feeling of success. And just enjoy that feeling. And from that moment in the future where you've achieved your goals, look to the past and notice all of the changes that you made. Notice all of the actions that you took. Notice how you used your individual strengths to reach your goals. Just enjoy this. Savor it. Let wonderful feelings flow through the mind, through the body, through all parts of you. And from this point, you can recognize all of the benefits that you have received. And you notice how life is very different out there in the future. Perhaps you can notice that your self-esteem has improved, that you're feeling more confident. Perhaps there are higher levels of energy that you experience. Or perhaps there's a feeling of joy or happiness. Whatever you experience, just let it flow through you. All of the good feelings, just enjoying it. Just giving yourself permission. And from that moment in the future, begin to travel back to the present moment, having a clearly defined path in front of you, having awareness of your strengths, having an awareness of all of the natural capacities, capabilities, skills and attributes that you possess. Now having a plan of how to employ those strengths in your life. Give yourself a moment in time now to consider how you might use these strengths in a current situation that you're experiencing. Simply think about a situation, a challenge, or a concern that you're dealing with, and begin to contemplate how you can tap into these strengths, how you can apply them to this situation, to this area. Notice how these strengths benefit you in this situation. How they can assist you in overcoming challenges or obstacles. Simply allowing your mind to become aware of this now. And just noticing how good it feels. And let those good feelings flow through you. Everything that you visualize today creates new connections within the brain, new neural pathways that can connect you to your strength. New connections that assist you in overcoming challenges and obstacles. New connections that will help you to cultivate awareness of your personal strengths. Simply enjoying this now. And even when you return from hypnosis in just a little while, you can take these new awarenesses of your strengths with you so that they become available to you at a conscious level of awareness, so that you can begin recognizing the strengths that exist within you more and more each and every day. It's now time to return to full waking consciousness. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and as I count from 1 to 10, emerge from relaxation. When I reach the count of 10, you'll open your eyes, you'll be back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Starting now at 1. 2. Emerging from relaxation. 3. Take a deep breath in. 4. 5. Feeling revitalized, re-energized, and refreshed. 6. 7, 8, 9, beginning to open your eyes, and 10, eyes wide open and feeling very good in every way. Welcome back. I recommend that you use this process every day for 21 days. This will help you to establish a firm foundation in your strengths. Learn hypnosis through the Mind Institute's Hypnosis Certification Course. Discover the power and the promise of clinical hypnosis in this foundational course. You'll explore the power of the subconscious mind and understand how hypnosis works for change. You'll learn professional protocols and important ethical standards and boundaries. You'll learn how to tailor hypnosis inductions to clients' needs to help them let go of weight, stop smoking, manage stress and emotions, and make other desired life changes. You'll also learn how to adopt techniques to help clients get free of fears and phobias, to learn how to change beliefs that limit people so that they can manage anger, raise self-esteem, and move beyond victimhood. You'll explore the use of hypnosis for group work, along with contemporary clinical applications of neurolinguistic programming. You'll also learn how to use hypnosis to heal the inner child, to assist clients in overcoming anger through compassion-focused forgiveness processes, and releasing the ties that bind in order to make healthier life choices. With over 170 lessons and 25 hours of audio and video lectures at your fingertips, with 75 hours of self-practice, assignments, test cases, and mentoring meetings, this comprehensive online course will provide you with everything that is required to begin confidently practicing hypnosis upon graduation. Become a certified hypnotist or hypnotherapist by visiting www.mindinstitute.ca. I hope that you enjoyed today's session and that you found it inspiring and informative. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, be sure to head on over to www.youtube.com /hypnosistoronto and subscribe. I'll be posting additional videos and information that will not be available on the podcast. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in every Thursday for new episodes. Take care and be well until next time.